Hi, everybody. Welcome to Domain Sherpin. Thank you for tuning in to the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is a Sherpa short titled DNX Marks the Spot, featuring Drew and Josh. See, on Sherpa Shorts, we usually pick a domain topic or two and we dig into them for a bit. And today we talk about the rebrand of Get That Domain Name to DNX and how we're partnering with Josh to make it the go-to tool for servicing and acquiring premium domain names. It's going to be a fun ride and we're super excited to see where it goes. We also get into some political talk too, and we do try and tie it back to domain, so you all check it out and tell us how we did there. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at DomainSherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at DS.TV. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. So please make sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button and all that good stuff everywhere that you can and help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. We also integrate our shows with Muse.ai, which provides search functionality for the shows and transcripts as well. So definitely check all that out. And huge shout out to DNWE, short for Domain Name Wholesale Exchange. It's a trading platform designed specifically for domain investors, streamlining the process of buying and selling domain names to make it quicker and easier. With a community of over 3,500 investors, DNWE enhances market liquidity, facilitating more efficient transactions with standard domain listings, reverse auctions, standard auctions, and soon to be added portfolio auctions, including traffic portfolios. DNWE is part of EW3N, a family-run digital asset investment company based in London, England, that also operates DomainManage.com, which is a global sales platform, and Brandable.UK, which is a marketplace for UK and co.UK domain names. And shout out to our own business, Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world. Find out more at MediaOptions.com, where you can also sign up for our newsletter for the best domain names and domain opportunities available in the market every week, and also featuring key insights and other helpful information related to branding, naming, and of course, domain investing. So now, with that, it's time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J-On, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is a Sherpa short, where we get into like one or two domain topics and kind of do what we do. We keep these a little bit shorter than our typical shows, which can run like an hour, hour and a half. This won't be that, but we got some cool stuff to talk about today. So let me go ahead and dive right into it. Over to my right, I got my boy Josh Reason, a.k.a. Bjorn Borg, a.k.a. Prince Harry, a.k.a. Harry Kane, a.k.a. Prince Harry Kane, a.k.a. Chicka Chicka Slim Shady, a.k.a. Mr. Pickle. What's going on, man? How are you?
What's up? Good to be here. All good. Loving life. Good.
Living Let's it, go. Man. Living it. You got a Twitter space. Well, you know, I was going to say you got a Twitter space is coming up today with Shane, but yeah. I mentioned it now, but then this show is going to actually air after that. So I guess
Yeah. Shane reached out to me and he was like, hey, dude, like we should do some Twitter spaces. And I was like, you know what? We should. It's a good thing. I need to be out there mingling with the people.
Oh, so look at you, man. Look at you. You back. Chicka chicka Slim Shady. He back. Go back. Good game. Back.
Ready.
Hello, friend.
Mingle
friend.
With the demeanors.
Guess who's back? Nah, nah, nah. All right, cool. Well, that's what's up, man. So we're gonna talk some shit today. Today's show is basically all B-roll. Let's go. Below me, we got my boy, the one and only Andrew Rosner, aka Morpheus, aka the Dirk Diggler of digital assets, aka Bob Lee Swagger, the sniper, aka Drew. Drew got what I need, aka never gonna give Drew up, aka Lobster Claw, motherfucking Lobster Claw in this piece. Big old olive tree behind you. What's up, man? Tree of life. Let's go. What's up, dude?
I don't even know what's up. I am sick as hell. But I am wholly inspired by new all-time highs, Bitcoin.
All-time highs.
You know.
That's what it is,
watching,
man. Charts,
watching the world around.
Up only, you know what I'm saying? So, well, that's what's up. We own treeoflife.com, by the way, don't we?
Cautiously optimistic. For sure we own TOL.com, Tree of Life, but I think we also own Tree of Life, but I'm not sure.
Let's go. But yes, things are going absolutely crazy. It is a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life for me. The
and I'm feeling good.
You know, and but it's true. I mean, we've got Bitcoin busting 91 plus. We've got all sorts of Pepe's getting listed on Coinbase. Like, I mean, it's
We do not own. Excuse me. We do not own treeoflife.com. It's owned by a Canadian company.
Fake news. Fake news. Peanut's going crazy. Shout out to Peanut. Rest in peace. You know what I'm saying?
They probably won't exist very long if they're Canadian, though.
Dogecoin. Dogecoin's going crazy. Department of Government Efficiency going crazy. We might have to,
For every dollar, I have a hypothesis that for every dollar that Elon strips out the U.S. government budget, you're going to see a dollar go to Doge.
Well, I mean, not
on, so if he hits his $2 trillion mark over the next, I think, what does he have till 4th of July, 2026? That's the target date that Trump set, 4th of July, 2026. So,
yeah,
between now and 4th of July, 2026, you know.
He's not gonna, is he going to have an official government like role?
It wasn't super clear from that memo from the presidency. It was like it had some wording around saying like outside the government or something like this.
So like a
probably like an advisor type of thing.
Yeah, well, I think he's kind of like
him and Vivek.
Vivek, is that how you say it? I thought it was Vivek. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, that's Viv. Ignorant. That's Aunt that ignorant Viv. Shit.
And Viv. I mean, yeah, but you know, like it's America. I'll say it how I want to say it. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole point, man. You know what I'm saying?
And I think that Vivek would agree with that. He'd say you can that's say the whole however point,
man.
It.
It's like whatever, man. But no, it is kind of crazy.
You can say it however you want to say it, as long as you say my name.
Yeah, yeah. Vivek's, hey, say what you like to spell my
Vivek
name right.
Is about to, he's about to play a pro tennis futures qualifier, which is, he's going to get killed. But the guy's actually pretty decent at tennis.
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty decent at a whole bunch of things. You know, starting with making money. And then he's like a concert pianist. He's got some talents.
Talented guy. No doubt.
Talented guy.
Talented guy. Hey, talented people doing cool things is good for everybody. The it's funny. Early on, I was not like, I don't know, some of the stuff I thought was a little corny, but you know, hey, look, let's go get it. You know what I mean? Make me money, Vivek. I'll call you however you want me to say your name. You know what I'm saying?
Just go with Viv.
Viv, Aunt Viv, man. If Aunt Viv does what he's supposed to do, he's going to get me paid. I'm all good. You know what I'm saying? No, but I really appreciate the idea that I don't care what side of the aisle you're on, but you know, you got to recognize that government doesn't do anything well. So at the end of the day, eliminating all this overspending and waste and inefficiency in the government should be something that everybody's on board with. You know, the challenge is like it means people got to lose their jobs and some things got to be streamlined and cut down. It is what it is, but it's the same thing when you run a company. Like you can't just continue to operate in some sort of bloated, inefficient fashion while, you know, everybody suffers. It's like, we've got to, you know, let's make some hard choices to make it better for everybody in the long run. As a centrist, as a libertarian, I'm on board with that. Let's go. Anyway, not to make this a political thing, right? In fact, today,
go down a rabbit hole on that. We don't want to do that.
Well, exactly. It's like, look, like I say on the shows, man, I go back to Bill and Ted, just be excellent to each other, man. We're all in this together, whether people, you know, everybody wants to get on their side and make it all about their tribe and, you know, and all that kind of shit and me versus you. But it's really like, we're all in this together at the end of the day.
All one big tribe, bro.
That's really, it's true, man. And we're all sitting here on this little speck in this grand universe. And, you know, like when you see those memes where they're like circle some piece of the Milky Way and they're like, here you are paying taxes, worrying about little shit. You know what I mean? It's like, yo, open up, guys. Like we all, like we're in this together. Anyway, and buy Bitcoin. Thank you. In the meantime, let's talk some domain business. All roads lead to domains. We got some exciting news. Josh, we want to tell them what's good. Let's talk about DNX. What's up?
Yeah. Let's talk about it. So We're rebranding GTDN to DNX. Thank God.
Billy, wait. You know, hit him with some fireworks. Billy, hit him with an explosion.
The way that I kind of thought about it is I launched it in October, put it on that domain, just wanted to like test the market, see what was going on, see what the feedback was. Feedback was good. Had some good conversations with people in the industry, specifically had some good conversations with the good people of Media Options, JT and Drew, and, decided that we were going to try to take it to the next level and spend a little bit more time on it. DNX.com was available thanks to the Media Options guys, and we got a little we conjured up a little partnership, so they're on board too, and we're gonna make we're gonna make domaining great again, dude.
Is that where we are? Or is that where we are?
We matter. We matter out here. Matter. Domains matter.
Domains matter.
Domains matter. Make America domain again.
Make a domain again.
Nah, forget it. Forget the whole world. It's just gonna be make America domain again.
Oh yeah,
matter.
It's like all your Bitcoin belong to us. All right, well, yeah, so let's unpack this a bit, but 100%, we had you on the show, we talked about get that domain. We thought that the tool was very, very cool. I think what you're doing is really, really awesome. The idea of creating tooling around the domain space in areas where certain marketplaces do not have effective searches and utility around how to really surface and source good domain buying opportunities for folks, and there's obviously a ton of domain inventory out there. Shout out to Afternic, shout out to Cedo, shout out to a bunch of the partners that we have that will be pulling the inventory onto DNX. And I know Drew and I were super, super impressed with what you had built with over a pretty short period of time. And we had DNX. And Drew, do you want to talk a little bit about kind of your thoughts around how, where DNX was, what you had thought about doing with it in the past, and how you kind of drove to where we ended up with it right now?
Yeah. So the first iteration of DNX was a partnership between Media Options and a friend of mine, Chris Crowther, who was a longtime domain name industry participant. He's kind of more than kind of, he's definitely out to these days. But it was a reverse auction, a Dutch auction. And we were just too early, and the domain trading space was very small at that point. This is probably 2012, something like this. So I think the space was too small. It didn't work. We just couldn't get adoption. And it was a chicken and the egg problem with getting premium domains versus getting the buyers up front, And so, we shut it down. I bought out the domain name from the partnership because I loved it. I think it's basically the best domain name. Let's say one of the three best domain names for the entire domain industry. I mean, I think it's domain.com, domains.com, and dnx.com. Maybe dn.com also.
And I got one more to create a starting five, and that would be dx.com, which I also think.
Yeah, dx.com as well. We
got to include that one. I wonder why you guys included that one.
Yeah.
starting so, five, baby.
But I think DNX is actually for somebody that's not in the domain industry, mm-hmm. I think DNX actually tells them right up front what it is versus DX, which maybe it's a little more indescript. But DNX is it's so close to DNS. It's just a phenomenal brand for the space.
It sounds cool too, right? It just sounds cool.
Sounds awesome. And it looks cool. And
Shout out to the designer and for the work that you all are doing on that. I don't know if are we naming names. I don't know
I've worked over the last few weeks with CoinChrist.
CoinChrist, let's go, baby.
Won't say his name because he's not doxxed. So, when we relaunched this rebrand on Friday, I mean, you'll see this guy is really, really good at what he does. I was impressed by the way that he worked with my guys and the way that he communicated with me, and we'll continue to work with him. I'd love to do more things with him, and we will do more things with him because we have so much more in the pipeline. But really, I was really impressed with what he did. So great. Yeah.
So then DNX.com, I don't know when, but later in the journey, 2016, 18, something like that. We relaunched it as a proprietary marketplace that was permissioned only. And so basically we would only allow people in that were clients. So people that came to us saying, hey, I'm looking for a domain name, or certain brokers we also allowed. But it was basically what we tried to do is capture a repository of all the premium domain names that existed in the market at any given moment in time. So all the domains, regardless of where they were listed, if they were for sale or we knew they could be for sale, we wanted them listed. And then we wanted to provide tools that would better allow a user to search, sort, and filter. And those are really the things that are missing in our, those four things are missing in our industry, which is curation, search, sort, and filter, all in one place. And so we tried to do that, but because we're not very good at building tech, it was very manual. We had to go in there and manually add domains that we saw in newsletters, manually add domains that were, you know, coming up, you know, on broker websites or marketplaces, or, you know, we saw in social media, or that we, you know, monitor and we saw changes in the DNS or whatever. And the same goes for taking domains down. We had to manually do all that work to take them down as we saw that they were sold or that they were no longer available. Price changes happen. So there was a lot to manage. Ultimately, too much of the inventory got stagnant. It became more of a hindrance than a help. And we shut it down. And then, but for all of the reasons I just sort of outlined, why I launched it in the first place is why I got excited when I saw, you know, GTDN, because I thought, oh, he's building the search, sort, and filter tools that are really needed, in my experience, to actually identify great domain names or great values. And it's just been wild to me that none of the major marketplaces have ever introduced any of these like seemingly simple search, sort, and filter tools. But anyways, very excited to participate in DNX. And, you know, I think that obviously, I think it's the best in class brand, and you know, it's a big shoe to basically grow into, I think. So I'm excited to see what you could do. And obviously we're excited to help, you know, get there in whatever ways we can. But I think that as this thing develops with the pipeline you've got, you know, in mind, I think it'll be an essential element of the domain investment community.
Absolutely. Good.
So let me give a little bit context on top of that as well, for people that are, you know, interested in where we are right now and where I would like this to go. You know, there's a lot of question marks in terms of what this will essentially, you know, be in the long term, but in the short term, you know, we're very much focused on, I would like to call it like smart search. Right. So we will use AI in some capacity. But the general idea is helping users explore relevant domain inventory based on their preferences and the data points that we know are important to, you know, identify both domain value and domain preference and, you know, what you're looking for. There's a cost to incorporating these data points, right? So that, I mean, that's, I think that's probably one reason why it doesn't exist, because you know, you have to pull all these data from somewhere. And it's both technologically, it's not that particularly easy. And there's a cost involved. So, but I think that because we're going to invest in that, I think people are going to see just how valuable these data points are. And, you know, in order to really identify what you want, you need a lot of these things. And I think the best investors know how important these things are. So, we're going to build something that's going to be very, very useful for a lot of people that are frequently buying domains. But at the same time, we're going to have a lot of inventory and we're going to be building something useful for maybe people that are not that familiar with the domain industry. So like today, a lot of us will go to expireddomains.net and, you know, we'll see what we can find there. And, you know, we know ways to search, which will help us find something. But, you know, it's not that consumer friendly. And I would say we're going to build something that is a little bit easier for the average person to navigate. And then we'll just simplify ways to make it easy for them to search. And the great thing is that, you know, the big mission is bring these listings into one central location so that it's not a fragmented market. And that's why the partnerships that we're creating, starting off with Afternic is huge. Their inventory is vast. The whole team over there are great. But then, you know, adding in various other inventory sources, Atom, who we're about to integrate with the platform, Cedo, who we're going to integrate with the platform. It just makes it easier for, you know, anyone, whether they're a domain investor, an end user, to go and find the domain that they want. We'll see how it evolves from there.
Yeah, I think 100%, man. And it's funny going back to the idea of, you know, how a lot of these marketplaces just don't have a smart search, right? But it also makes sense because, you know, we're going to be aggregating inventory from across a lot of different platforms and a lot of different places, some of which that aren't even really available in marketplaces, right? Some of the stuff that we're, you know, got in our own sort of, call it our listings, our pocket listings, things like that. And just trying to also get to where you have consistency across, you know, all of these marketplaces and pockets and buckets of inventory, makes sense that to be able to centralize that just in general is helpful. Just like expireddomains.net, you know, for a long time was super, super helpful for sourcing that kind of stuff across some of the auction platforms and things like that. Real quick too, on the, just to double back, big shout out to CoinChrist. Not a lot of people know this, but he helped us with the redesign of our newsletter, which was, and Shane was involved with that too. I just love how it all kind of comes full circle, you know, with the whole domain Sherpa family and some of that stuff. Also, fun fact about CoinChrist, you can see his Bored Ape makes a cameo in the wrap off CryptoPunk versus Bored Ape rap battle. And, maybe we'll see BAYC make a little comeback during all this. ApeCoin might bounce back.
It sounds very simple, like domain search, but I would say that registrars and like traditional marketplaces, I've been saying this to various people recently, they're very, very focused on keyword search. Keyword meaning, you know, if I'm looking for, you know, Bloom something, then I have to type in Bloom and then you'll get all these, you know, suggestions for like bloom.com, bloom.co, bloom.xyz or something Bloom. But that is not the way that a lot of people want to search. And brokers like you guys, like, and some of the other, you know, top brokers in the industry understand that that is not how people want to search for a domain anymore. Like, they want to search in a way that encompasses lots of different keywords and so
keyword search is just useless. People say, I want a domain for a new insurance company, but 9 times out of 10 they don't want it to have the word insurance in it,
right?
So right. You know, how do you search for that? And what you have to do is, you know, you got to utilize all totally different parameters, and you got to utilize, you know, these keyword trees that go 2, 3, 4, you know, probably 2 or 3 levels of abstraction. So meaning there's an amazing website for this, by the way. We can talk about it offline, but you know, like let's say you start off with the word tree. Well, a second level abstraction of that would be, you know, leaf. And a third level abstraction of that might be green. And a fourth level abstraction of that might be you know,
photosynthesis.
Nature.
Oh, nature. That's good. That's very good.
Yeah. So you know, those are all relevant and related keywords without the actual keyword that people use as a trigger, right? So that's the way search has to work, because that's the way that the people doing the search work. And we're just
because that's what Atom do. That's why Atom, one of the reasons why they're successful, right, is because, you know, someone types in green, and but via word association, Atom is pulling up lots of things that maybe don't include the word green. It's like what you're talking about. So, you know, and I've spoken to them about it, and you know, they're constantly evolving their AI tool to encompass exactly what you're talking about, and they know that it's the future of search. But it's that among many other things. You know what I mean? You know, there are various other things outside of just keywords that people want to search based off of, especially as an investor.
Well, yeah, and I think we've said a lot of how, you know, one of the most critical things that is going to emerge as a trend as we have such access to information, and this kind of is a sort of a core tenet of AI, right? It's all about the prompts. It's about the curation. It's not, we have access to all of the information. You have access to, you know, this wide array of whether it's domains or whatever it is, but the key is trying to curate to find the stuff that you actually are looking for or need, and not wasting all your time doing it. You know, I mean, we're already using the tool to source good domain buys for ourselves in our own portfolio, right? So this is going to turn into another like Domain Sherpa, where we seriously could use the thing just for our own benefit, but we're going to put it out there for everybody to get the benefit of it. And we'll, you know, we'll monetize it differently based on that. But the, but yeah, I mean, I think that's obviously, you know, yeah, shout out to Adam, shout out to Andy Booth, you know, heavy into AI. Always, anytime we talk in AI, I feel like we got to shout out Andy. But yeah, man. And so you have any other thoughts around that?
No, listen, shout out Andy. Love you. Loved Andy. All good. Literally nothing but love. But it's literally the guy. It's like, it makes me angry. And it's not because I'm angry at him. I'm angry because I know what he's capable of, and I know how much money he would be making if he just stuck to what he was good at. But now he's pivoted away from his art.ai project, which was already a pivot away from whatever the first one was, home.ai. And now he's going to do, I don't know, whatever. But yeah. It's just, Andy, come
that
on,
makes
man.
Him happy, in my opinion.
Come on.
Like, here's the thing.
You think that answering 3,000 emails a day makes me happy? Because I can assure you it doesn't. But the fucking amount of money that I make doing it makes me very, very happy.
I don't think he makes JT happy.
Makes my dog happy. My dog gets a boiled egg and sardines and all this shit. You know why? Because I make this money.
Yeah, yeah.
But I make this money sticking to what I'm good at, not getting distracted, not, you know, pivoting. I've done that in my life, which is why I am so adamant and why I shit on Andy so much. Because it's like, Andy, double down on what you're good at, dog. Just stick to what you're good at. Go find those hard to find names. Shake the tree. Pick the apples. Sell them off. That's it. That's your key to the kingdom.
My piece, Andy, do whatever makes you happy, bro. It doesn't matter. If it's not money, don't worry about money. I get it. It's a little bit like rainbows and butterflies. I get that, dude.
It's all rainbows and butterflies, all right? Because when the money runs out, that's when you suddenly go, oh, shit. Oh, that money thing, that shit really matters.
He knows how to do it, but he can do it. He can do it at will.
Listen, I can't turn it on anymore. You know, like I can turn it on in the negotiation. I can turn it up. But to say, all right, that's it. I'm putting my head down. I'm going to go put in 14, 16 hours a day. I'm going to shake every tree. I'm going to be competing against the Boosts. I'm going to be competing against the Califans. I'm going to be competing against all the Indies and the Pakistanis and all these dudes. I'm going to get up in there. I'm going to eat them. I can't do it anymore. I can't. And so I just pay, let them do it, and I'll pay them whatever fee they want to sell that shit back to me.
But I think you can do it. You can do it.
You don't need to edit all this. I really had a gun to my head, but you think you can do that?
No, exactly. Ooh. Exactly. Exactly.
Have to edit, real quick, edit all real this? Quick,
on topic.
Why would we have to edit it?
I don't know. It seemed like we were getting a little touchy there. I feel
are
like
we good? We good? We good? On good? Topic, on topic, on topic, a second.
All right, well, fine.
But valuation. That's another component that I think is important, which is really, really hard to do. But I do think that it's getting easier. And there will be more methods of identifying value. And that doesn't mean you put an exact dollar figure on a domain, but we kind of touched on this a little bit before when we talked about GTDM, and Drew touched on it as well. But like what something that we will do, I don't know when, but sooner rather than later, is help determine value on the inventory as well, because whether you're an investor or you're not an investor, you want to get at least a rough idea of the value of what you're buying. And you know, a lot of people just don't have a freaking clue. So if we can help them within a certain range, or at least some sort of metric that helps them value domain names to some degree, it's going to be useful, and it's going to be, it's going to make a huge difference for just that. It's like the feeling that it evokes when you're buying something and you have at least some kind of idea that you're not making a bad buy or something like that. Right. And it's just, it's helpful. And, it in that regard. And then it's also helpful from a search standpoint, from just finding something that fits what you're looking for, right? A lot of the time you're looking for something that's more valuable than not. So that is an important component as well, and something that we'll integrate.
Yeah, and there's what's really cool is there are a lot of people doing some really, really good work with domain valuation right now. And exactly. Agent.ai, you know, shout out to Dharmesh.
And I think that's the important thing that I'm trying, like, I'm not trying to compete with anyone. I want to integrate everyone into a single product and make it all work together, make it all make sense. Mm-hmm. These people that are building tools, like, great, keep building these tools. I want to work with you.
You're bringing more dudes together than Bonnie Blue, dog. Let's go.
Talk about needing some edit. Yeah, we're now banned in Australia.
What's that?
Now we're banned in Australia.
Oh yeah, but no, for real. I think
I'll let you guys know if that one sells. When that one sells, I'll let you guys know. BonnieBlue.com.
Oh my gosh! By the way, Bitcoin just hit almost 93,000.
Dude,
we just skipped over 92 like it was ain't no bang.
92 like 92 got skipped over like 13 in an elevator. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, 100%.
We're gonna hit 100K this week.
We might hit it today.
It is beyond crazy.
Usually, just for the record, usually when we turn the corner from sideways consolidation, which comes the last part of bear market, and we turn the corner into parabolic phase, we usually get three consecutive God candles. So a God candle is defined by a $10,000 move. So,
okay.
We're in a God candle right now.
Yeah, we're in our second God candle right now.
Yeah.
So, it could get funky.
This God candle is like sick as well. It's just like,
yeah, hell yeah, that's that shit right there.
It's that rocket ship.
Well, this is the thing: is all these idiots that say, "Oh, I'm gonna time the market." Bitcoin makes, I think Bitcoin makes 80% of its return in, it's either 8 or 12 days.
Yeah.
So there's 12 days, which if you weren't in the market on those days, you missed out on a pretty big portion of Bitcoin's returns.
100%.
So
Yeah, it's wild times, man. Wild times. And then that'll, you know, lead, as we've seen, you know, when.
Oh, man, this is going to be great. Domain name market is about to heat up. 2025. I see you. We're coming for you. You know, look, here's the deal. I just want everybody to go back, turn back the tape. Okay. I'm a little sick to be pounding my chest right now, but turn back the tape. Go back. And what did I say? You know, all these people spouting off about, you know, what their predictions for 2024 and everybody had the same bullshit. And what did I say? I said 2024 is going to be basically a repeat of 2020, which it widely was. And 2025 is going to be a repeat of 2021. And I think that's what we're about to see. And 2021 was our best sales, our best year in history. It was just bow, 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 bow. And that was even with us being distracted with monkey JPEGs and all the other stupid shit. So,
hey man, shout out to all that stuff, including 8PIM, man. The album's coming.
Yeah, shout out. Yeah. Yeah. For all y'all who are holding our, if you were, if you hodled, if you diamond handed your 8PIM token, You got some cool shit coming. You got an album. You got an album coming, like a full album. It's dope too. Legit, by the way, I don't want to go down this road, but just for the record, because I was bumping it yesterday. That shit is legit one of my favorite hip hop albums. I'm just gonna put it out there.
Damn.
As a hip hop head, it is legit one of my favorite albums. There's two tracks that I don't really jive with, but. Other than that,
that's JT's tracks.
Yeah, it's exactly. The ones that JT's on, but you know, all the rest are good. No, it's legit.
I'm not on the album. Lincoln Abraham's on the album. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a bunch of monkeys, dog. But there's like four or five tracks that just do it dirty.
It's been a long time. Like two
or three that are just like. You know,
very, very excited.
Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker specializing in domain acquisitions, high value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
But to keep it on topic for domains, because all roads lead to domains, I do think that, you know, what we're seeing in the crypto markets, obviously it's going to have an impact on domains. We're already seeing it. I mean, Q3 into Q4, you know, a lot of fun, a lot of crazy stuff happening. And this is also why it's like, look, I try to tell a lot of people, man, it's like, you know, people getting hung up on the political piece, you know, right, left, this, that, Trump, Biden, Kamala, all this kind of stuff. It's like, look, some of those things are outside your control. If you're not going to go out and pound the pavement and go and, you know, or go get involved, if you want to go be a politician, go be a politician. But the things you can control, especially what you do with your wallet, your money, your investments, and there's opportunity here. So let's go. You know what I mean? We got to, you know, you only have so many of these windows. We saw it back in 2020, 2021. You know, it looks like, we're, you know, and history may not repeat itself, but it definitely rhymes. And so, you know, which is on point since we're talking about the album and everything. And so let's get to rapid, man. Turn my mic up. And I think DNX could be a really, really cool, important piece of what we're doing. I mean, look, we believe in what Josh has built already.
Josh? You should put a little button at the top just because it is going to be, especially for the next 12 months, it's going to be such a big component of the domain name market. It's going to be crypto companies and people who made money in crypto buying domain names. That has become an absolute clear trend, by the way. I've been through this my fourth cycle, and there's always a contingent of people that take some of their profits from crypto and they pump it into, you know, top domain names.
XYZ and to the moon.
The people keep growing. The people that do that is growing. So anyways, I think that you should put a little button right at the top of DNX that just says, you know, crypto domains or something like that. And you just hit that and it's like, boom, it's going to give you all the curated domains related to crypto.
True, true. That's actually a really good point. All the .xyz's. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Well, .org.
Yeah, Swether going to get that money.
.xyz.
Swether. You know? This is a clap for Swether. Let's go, Swether. You about to make some dough.
Yo, Swether's bag.
I'll tell you what. I've said it from day one. I believe in Swether. Swether's real. Yep. I don't find her sales to be strange at all because as good friend of Nagari, when he launched that shit, I was roll back the tape. I said a million times, if there's any new TLD I like, and I don't really like them, but if there's anyone I do like, it's XYZ because it doesn't mean anything. It's the only reason I like it. It's the end of the alphabet. Fine. Okay. You know, fine. That makes, you know, throw it at the end of your domain. Whatever. Good as anything. It's certainly as good as COM, right? It just doesn't have the network effect that COM does. But I still like it as an extension. I think it was good. And I wish it had more consistent pricing. But outside of that, I actually really like .xyz a lot. And I've done very well. I bought probably 100 really good .xyz's, you know, when Daniel first launched. I don't know. We probably sold 25% of them and made a lot of money. We sold Magic XYZ for six figures. We sold Deep.xyz for six figures. We sold. You know what I did is I bought a lot. I thought one of the best use cases for these originally, I thought, was to just like everybody wants to have like their own name as their email and maybe a little web page, right? And so I was like, all right, well, you know, it's kind of a. You know, it's a nice like $10,000-$15,000 little purchase to, you know, have Drew at Drew.xyz, right? Or just Drew.xyz is my web, you know, my homepage, you know, personal website. And so that was one of my hypotheses. So I bought, I bought like the top 30 or 50 most popular first names. And I got most of them. I didn't get Andrew. Somebody got Andrew, but I did get Drew. And then I made the mistake. I went and I priced them all at like $14,999 or something like that. And because that was the hypothesis. It was like, oh, somebody will come in and pop off 10 to 15 grand, you know, to just have their own email. But then I didn't think about it for years. And then all of a sudden, in like year two or three after they launched, it was like, I started selling these things like pop, 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 pop. And then somebody came in and bought Drew. I didn't even know I had Drew or a bin price on it. And somebody came in and got it.
Lucky sold, you got the .com.
Yeah, we sold probably 10 or 15 and the net. I got other ones too. I don't remember what, but I like XYZ. I always have, and I think Swetha is Swetha's a boss for you know, making the sales that she makes and publicizing it and
So feel free to come on the show, Swetha. The invitation is open and the water is warm.
Don't feel bad. Mike Mann, that dude don't even believe in Bitcoin. Mike Mann is watching the price of Bitcoin going, that shit's fake. Mike Mann and Peter...
Peter Schiff.
Peter Schiff. Mike Mann and Peter Schiff sit around. Yeah, they sit around like, you know, they still cook on campfires. You know what I mean? They don't believe in cars and planes. Actually, Mike doesn't. Mike doesn't believe in planes. He doesn't fly. And he doesn't believe in .xyz and he doesn't believe in Bitcoin. And, you know, we got a name for that. We got a name for that. We call them poor.
Oh, man. Cool.
Shout out Michael Saylor.
There's a lot of good content that people can like.
Have you ever seen the interview? I think it was like MSNBC or it was like, I don't know, it was one of the financial channels. On mainstream news, and they're interviewing Michael Saylor, and the woman's like all feisty. She's like, "But what about the people that just don't believe in Bitcoin?" And he just sits there very calmly with a straight face, and he goes, "We have a name for them. We call them poor." And then that shit got remixed. That shit got remixed into like a techno song. And it's like the hottest shit. I love it. It's the best background track for all the memes. And it's like, we call them poor. We call them poor.
It's crazy. It's getting crazy.
Anyways, I just told somebody this morning, Oh, I know what it was. I did my time with Jen this morning. Shout out, Jen.
Wow.
Yeah, what up, Jen? What up, Jen?
And I was telling her, I think I ended it with the, maybe I shouldn't say that because then it'll ruin it.
So, all right. Well, that'll be cool. It'll be interesting to see who you pick to eat on the island, you know, and we'll see what's good. But yeah, big
shout
out.
Who do you guys think I picked?
Everyone picked JT, no?
I don't know why. That's weird. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's uncomfortable. I think I picked Drew, though. I said I'd pick Drew just to take him out as a threat. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, just because you want to eliminate the Drew threat early on the island, because otherwise you got to look over your shoulder the whole time. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, all right. Well, let's leave that to what it is. Everyone can check that out when it drops.
I'm trying to say I'm creeping.
No, I'm trying to say that, you know, look, I'm self-preservation, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, the biggest, you got to sometimes, it's like going, it's like you go to prison first day, you got to shank the biggest guy in the yard. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to take out whoever the biggest alpha is in the prison yard day one. You know, you got to go up and that's who you shank, snap the handle, and that's what it is, you know? So anyway. All right. Well, look, I think we covered a lot of ground. Super excited about what we're going to see with DNX. So DNX, so this show is we're recording on Wednesday. We're dropping the episode tomorrow, which is Thursday. And then it will be the day after that we go live-ish. Josh, what do you think is that the timing?
Probably sometime on Friday. No later than Monday.
All right, cool. Yeah. And look, and the whole idea is, you know, for domain investors, for folks that are domain enthusiasts, for startups, anybody looking for, you know, trying to source the best domain and domain deals in the whole aftermarket, it's going to be on DNX. And, you know, so people have asked also, I saw somebody was like, what's the X stand for and all that kind of stuff. It's not, to be clear, it's not short for domain name exchange. It's really more like DNX itself is just the brand. I almost look at it like, if it's anything, it's like domain name X, you know, because it's not an exchange.
What does the X stand for? I just said nothing.
Nothing. That's what's so great about X. X is everything and nothing at the same time.
I like everything. I think it stands for everything. And because also, too, it's not competitive with DNWE. You know, I think that's the other thing. I mean, that was, you know, obviously you guys have done a great job building that. Shout out to Ryan and the team at DNWE. They're doing some really great stuff. They're a big sponsor for our show. You know, and they're two different, you know, the one is a completely different kind of marketplace. You know, ours is a tool. You know, and we'll, you know, you'll see a lot of really interesting, super cool stuff happening there. And then, you know, and theirs is truly like, you know, a marketplace exchange, you know, for domainers, wholesalers, things like that. You know, and they're doing some pretty awesome stuff there. I really am excited to see, you know, what they've got on tap for DNWE. So big shout out to them as well. So,
but shout out to Ryan.
Yeah, man. That's what's good. All right. Well, I guess that's it, man. I know, Drew, you're kind of under the weather, so we said we're going to keep this relatively short. You got anything else before we go? Because then I'm going to give it to Josh, and then we're going to shut it down.
I don't know. I feel like I want to say something witty and
some witty.
No,
cool.
I got nothing.
Watch your peanuts gone up 10% or something since this call started.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you to Peter Thiel. You know, just want to thank Peter Thiel. And I want to thank Peter Thiel again. I'd like to thank Peter Thiel a third time.
Why Peter Thiel? For Trump or for Palantir?
All the above. All the above. All the above. Right. Every single thing positive that's happening right now can be directly attributed to Peter Thiel.
Well, I know Peter Thiel is like J.D. Vance's homeboy. I know there's some...
So without Peter Thiel, you don't have, I mean, without Peter Thiel, you probably don't even have a Musk or at least you got Musk light. But
that's true, right? Because they go all the way back.
Yeah. But regardless, you definitely don't have a Musk behind Trump. You definitely don't have a J.D. Vance. And without a Musk and without a J.D. Vance, you definitely don't have a Trump. And, I would say Musk is the only reason. Yeah. And so, you know, and then all that, blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, I got into Palantir $5.
I think Palantir is like the next Tesla, dude. Like that shit's gonna be like one of those.
Are you kidding me?
Well, look, Trump won, here's the thing. First of all, I think it's funny that it's like,
baby to the moon.
I think it's funny that it's like, hey, Drew, you have any closing remarks? You're like, yo, shout out to Peter Thiel. Let's go. And is it Peter Thiel or Thiel? You know what I'm saying? Is the H silent?
I think it's Thiel.
Well, it's a German name, and so it's Thiel, but it's actually Tyre. It's actually Tyre. The actual name is Tyre, but it's Tyle? You know.
Oh, Peter Thiel.
Yeah.
Anyway, so but of course, like, you know, anyway, so we're not, not to make it a political thing, but the what was I going to say? I had something.
This isn't a political thing. This is an America thing. This is a make money type of thing. That's capital, what about
capitalism in full effect. That's really
we
what
are, if there is anything that we are about on this show, it is straight up raw capitalism. That's what we are about.
Raw and uncut capitalism. That's what we got.
Raw
going.
And uncut capitalism. And I'm telling you right now, I couldn't be more here for it than America is about to get a real taste, I hope, of raw, uncut capitalism.
Well, here's the thing. Here's where I'm at. And, you know, and I'm not, you know, going to fully subscribe to, you know, everything you're saying. But what I would say is that, you know, I'm excited for opportunity.
Do you subscribe? Do you subscribe to Keynesian economics? Do you subscribe to Kamalaonics, Bidenomics? No. What do you not subscribe to in my version of raw, uncut capitalism?
Well, like, so here's,
you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about that unstepped on, puro.
That pure capitalism, that raw and uncut, put it in a line on the desk and fucking rail that shit. Let's go. We fired up. look, I'm all for people being able to make their own way. You know, I'm a, you know, if people ask me politically, you know, I'm pretty centrist, but I'm also pretty libertarian. I don't think the government does anything particularly well. So I'm all for, you know, efficiency in government. I love that. I do love the idea of letting markets decide what's good with what. I also like the idea of keeping an eye and trying to, you know, eliminate bad actors and scams and fraud and people taking advantage of people. And I also like the idea of helping people who truly need it. So, you know, but I do think that there, you know, free markets are a way that a lot of that happens. And so, yeah, man, I'm with it, dude. And that's why
that was a funny way of saying pass over one of them lines of that raw, uncut capitalism. Pass it over here, yo.
I'm with it. Well, and I guess that's what I was saying before, right? Like, look, I'm also like, you know, you got to love your fellow man. Look, be excellent to each other.
I literally do not
all succeed
like
together.
Trump.
That's
as a person,
all succeed
I think the dude
together.
He's not the dude I want to point my son to and say, hey, look, President of the United States, you could be this guy someday. Like, no, that's just not how it is. But we are presented with, you know, the choices we have. And I think that the agenda and the team and the promise is really exciting. And I'm excited and I'm optimistic. And honestly, I'm unashamed and unabashedly optimistic. And I'll tell you what, it feels good. I don't think I've actually felt optimistic. I think I forgot what optimism was. I might have gone around saying I'm optimistic, but I haven't been optimistic for 20 years. And so I am, I'm excited, and I think we should all be, doesn't matter where you are on the political spectrum, you should all be excited because there's change coming. And whether it works out or not, none of us know. Whether he keeps all of his promises or not, we don't know. But the only way to possibly have a good outcome is to be optimistic and for all of us to go out and take advantage of this new environment that will be business friendly. And do the best that we can all do. Hmm. And just the opportunity to do that is literally what this country is all about. And yeah, so I would argue that for the first time in a very long time, that raw, uncut opportunity to just get out there and do your best, execute on an idea, take risk, your ability to do that and succeed has not been better in at least 20, 30 years. Probably the last time you had an opportunity to do that was in the late 90s at the cusp of the dot-com bubble, you know, taking off. And there was an entirely new, you know, field to go out and explore, start businesses in. And I think that's what we're on the cusp of now. And I think we're going to create an environment where people will be able to take advantage of it with, you know, limited regulation, limited, let's say, unproductive regulation, unprotective regulation. And I just think that that's an exciting environment. And so I don't think that's a political statement. I don't intend it to be a political statement. I just really think it really disappoints me to hear anybody feeling, you know, anything but optimistic, because I think that I think it's just a frame shift. I think you got to shift the way you're thinking. If you like, what part of it looks like we're going to end some wars? What part of that is not good, right? It looks like we're going to have a better economy. What part of that is not good? It looks like maybe we're going to get some correction in government spending. If you don't believe in that, then you should probably just get the hell out, because we don't need you, because you're part of the problem. And I don't know. I just see a whole bunch of stuff to be optimistic about. I mean,
Very, well, I think very a lot of people, you know, safety and security matters too to a lot of people, right? And there are a lot of
big time.
And a lot of talk.
I'm scared to go with my family and walk around in most major cities in the United States. We don't go there. I go see my family in Rhode Island once a year. That's it. I don't really have any interest. Part of the reason I haven't gone to domain stuff for the last 5 years. People are crazy. People have lost their minds. But it's because we've been pushed on these radical ideologies and told that we're terrible people. If you're white, you should hate yourself. And if you're black, you should hate white. And if you're gay, you should hate straight. And if you're straight, you should hate gay. And tranny should hate everybody. Stop. Nobody cares. Stop. Just shut up. Just let us go about our lives. Like, nobody cares.
Individual freedom and liberties.
And nobody talks about it now. The only people who talk about it was comedians. Let's leave it with the comedians. You know what I mean? And let's get back to making fun of people and just being cool with it. And otherwise, just be optimistic and get out there and do your thing. Because that's what we're in. We're entering a period of time where there will be opportunity. Yeah. And that has not been the case, except in limited pockets for a limited number of people for at least the last 2 decades. So,
yeah. Well, and I would agree. I think that, you know, and this goes back to what I was saying before.
Your opportunity, by the way, starts on DNX.com.
Dang. There you go. Thank you for bringing that back around.
I admit.
Yeah, that's it. Amen. But no, I agree with you. And I think that's why I said, for a lot of people, you know, try not to get hung up in the culture, the identity politics and all that kind of stuff, and focus on the things you can control and, you know, and just, you know, look out for those around you and, you know, and take advantage of the opportunities that are there. There's, you know, and I think change begets opportunity. And a lot of people have said for a long time, regardless of what side of the aisle you're on, it's like this idea of we need to reset things and just kind of, you know, just sort of take a blowtorch and to a lot of this stuff and, you know, reset shit. And this will be in a lot of ways a reset of a lot of things, whether or not that is your team that's doing it. But at the same time, it's like some, you know, change is not always easy. And, you know, so we'll see.
I think we should all kind of get off this team shit. I think that's part of the problem. I don't feel, I mean, I'm Gen X, so we never feel like we're really part of, you know, any
team.
Kind of, it's all about us.
DNGen X.
Yeah, but I think that I don't know. I forgot, my brain is fried.
No, I think that's a great.
What are we talking about?
Right? Because you're right. Because I'm prefacing a lot of this stuff by saying, hey, the tribalism's just, you know,
yeah,
makes it that much worse.
The team is, hey, yet, America, team America. You know, like, you know, then you got your state. You know, like, I don't know. Pretty sure that's your team. Your team is like the place you live. And then the broader place that you live within that place. And that's pretty much your team. I don't know. All this other shit is kind of like, you know, you're looking for trouble. You know, it's one thing when you want to like follow a sports team, but I think we even took that shit too far. You know what I mean? Like I see every day, you know, like some basketball game, a baseball game, a football game, and dudes are beating the shit out of each other because one team scored a goal. It's like, you're beating up this adult man because some other adult man down on the field who you don't know scored a touchdown, and he's not on your team.
Well, first of all, look, I'm a Philadelphia Eagles fan. Like, so what you're talking right now, I was buying a lot of what you were selling until you know, I feel like now you're encroaching on my Eagles. All right,
we got to wrap this up, guys. We got to wrap this up.
Oh, come on, man. We're just getting into the heart of this.
Into optimism.
I know.
That's it. Oh, I'm sorry, Josh. Are you anti-optimism, Josh?
No, I want to do this on another show.
Yeah, the new DEI for the next 4 years is going to be like, you know, instead of like, oh, you don't support trainees, it's now going to be like, you're not optimistic. You're not optimistic enough.
Well, yeah. All right. On that note, Josh, let's leave it with you. What else you got? What do you got to close this out with?
I got nothing, man. I got nothing other than, you know, I'm super happy that we got, I don't know, 1,500 people sign up during the beta launch in October just to use the platform. Like, bro, I can't ask for more than that. And that's because a lot of people, you know, I've got to know a lot of people in the industry. They follow me on Twitter. You know, they like what I'm doing. And, you know, I appreciate them. So, you know, if you continue to support me, I'll continue to help you guys wherever I can. So thank you.
Yeah, and I love you putting your money where your mouth is and really trying to make it work. It's one thing to say it. It's another thing to do it. You know, we're excited to be on board. I think it's going to be great. I think it's necessary. And along with a lot of the other stuff we're talking about, it's opportunity. It's there. It's there for us, and it's there for the space. So, and with that, to the space, to the audience, I want to say thank you guys so much for tuning in, for putting up with us ranting and raving. But I hope it does give you a little bit of insight into kind of how we think on things, and hope that you know, you guys are out there doing the things that you can do, and otherwise try to keep it straight in these crazy times. Be excellent to one another, all that good stuff. Without you, there is no us. So thank you so much.
But now we're positive crazy, not negative crazy.
There you go. See, and that's a good first step. You know what I'm saying? That's a good first step. All right, and then but other than that, man, DNX.com, baby, and we'll see everybody next time here on Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. All right, peace out, y'all. We'll see you soon.